Father, thank you for this message tonight that you have laid on my heart. I praise you and thank you for it. In the name of Jesus, and I receive the anointing to rise up and live big within me and the gifts necessary to stand in the office tonight. In the name of Jesus, I pray. Amen. Glory to God. Open your Bibles to Romans chapter 3. We'll begin there. The 26th verse, to declare, I say, at this time, his righteousness, that he might be just and justifier of him which believeth in Jesus. Where is boasting then? It is excluded. By what law? Of works? No, but by the law of faith. And then we know Galatians 5:6 said faith works by love. There are laws of physics that have developed over the years, and the reason they're called laws is because they're dependable. But it took a lot of trial and error and testing for people like Thomas Edison and so forth. But once the breakthrough came, and then you built on that breakthrough and on that breakthrough and that breakthrough until you came down to a place where you could actually write it down as a law, a mathematical equation. The big one was when they began to deal with the idea of splitting the atom. They didn't know what was going to happen. Some people were afraid they were going to set the universe on fire. Well, man does not have it in his power to destroy this planet. The law of faith. There are laws that govern this force. Now go with me to the 11th chapter of Hebrews. Oh, there's so much here. I've underlined so much. I was with David Barton doing television one day, and he said, "Where do you get a white highlighter?" Well, that's what that looks like. And I didn't do it all at once. It's just like John Osteen said one time. He said, "Well, I only underline the good stuff." It's all of it's good stuff. There's so much in the 10th, 11th, and 12th chapters. Oh, my, my, my. So much to learn there. So you come in the 10th chapter and come down into this 11th. Verse 36, you have need of patience that after you have done the will of God, you might receive the promise. For yet a little while, and he that shall come will come and will not tarry. Now, the just shall live by faith. But if any man draw back, my soul shall have no pleasure in him. But we are not of them who draw back unto perdition, but of them that believe to the saving of the soul. That's not the spirit, it's the soul. For the same apostle wrote to the church at Thessalonica, and he said, I pray God your whole spirit and soul and body be preserved. We were in a seminar with Brother Hagin. It was on a Sunday afternoon. And he read that scripture, and I leaned over there to Gloria, And I said, that's the answer to the entire New Testament. Once you understand you are a spirit and you have a soul and you live in a body, now you can separate those three and deal with all three of them. So then I learned from him that you can train the human spirit. Of course you can. Not just your mind or your body. You can train you, then your mind and your body come along. Amen. It's all in the book. Now then, the just shall live by faith. But if any man, now see, he set this up right there, live by faith. But any man draw back, my soul shall have no pleasure in him. But we're not of them who draw back unto perdition, but of them that believe to the saving of the soul. Now, faith is. Well, now. Faith is now. Faith is now. Hope is in the future. So, now faith is the substance of things hoped for, the evidence of things not seen. For by it the elders obtained a good report. Through faith we understand that the worlds were framed by the word of God, so that things which are seen were not made out of things which do appear. God didn't go back to the beginning. In the beginning, God created the heaven and the earth, and God said, he didn't create it out of nothing. He created it out of something you can't see, which is the force of faith. So now, since we know the law of faith, let's find out what that actually means. So let's put up this same verse that says, now faith is the substance of things hoped for. So let's go look at it in the Classic Amplified, please. Would you put that up on the screen for us? Now, faith is the assurance, the confirmation, the title deed of the things we hope for, being the proof of things we do not see and the conviction of their reality, faith perceiving as real fact what is not revealed to the senses. That's the reason faith comes by hearing and hearing by the word of God. It actually comes by hearing and hearing and hearing and hearing and hearing and hearing. And as you continue to read this, by faith Abel, well, he started at the beginning. By faith Abel offered unto God a more excellent sacrifice than Cain, by which he obtained witness that he was righteous, God testifying of his gifts. And by it he, being dead, yet speaks. By faith Enoch was translated that he should not see death, and was not found because God had translated him. For before his translation he had this testimony that he pleased God. But without faith it is impossible to please him, for he that cometh to God must believe that he is, and that he is the rewarder of them that diligently seek him. Amen. The laws of faith. Now, I continually go back to aviation and my background in it, because there are basic fundamentals to faith. Basic fundamentals to those laws. And you have to go back to the basic fundamentals. And my grandson, Jeremy, I heard him say this, and it just exploded on the inside of me. He said, what are you seeing when you watch the World Series? Masters of the fundamentals. The Super Bowl. masters of the fundamental of that game. That the game hasn't changed. There's a lot of people played it. When I was a boy, oh, I'll tell you, I loved baseball. Back there then, you have a glove that had a button on it, and I just put that thing under my belt and carried my glove to school with me. A lot of times we didn't have enough, you know, for a whole team, so we played scrub. And many were called and few were chosen. That's what that means. Because some of the guys weren't there, they couldn't come play. We called everybody we could think of, but couldn't make up two teams. Many were called and few were chosen. Amen. Well, but there are fundamentals to baseball. Vince Lombardi had a losing season, and he wasn't all that used to that. And so he called them back in spring training, and he stood up there and he said, "Gentlemen, this is a football." Well, of course it is. They started with the basic fundamentals of tackle, block, pass, and run, and work on the plays. You see where I'm going with this? The basic fundamentals of faith. I had no idea what they were. All I knew was I watched Oral Roberts. I mean, you could have set a firecracker under my chair and I wouldn't have heard it. I just focused on him and I heard every word he said. And I went to him and I said, "Sir, I see something about you." I said, "You use your faith on purpose like a mechanic uses a tool." Because I like tools and I like working on cars and motorcycles and anything. When I was a little boy, they didn't dare put a radio next to my bed. I'd take it apart. And then I couldn't get it back together and I'd have to hide it for sure until I could work on it. Had a lot of experiences like that over the years. I took my motor scooter apart one time, Jerry, an American Moto Scoot. When I sold it, it brought $5 and a fan belt. And I took it apart out in the backyard. It was bucking around, wasn't doing all that good. And I had all my parts. Now, there's about there by the garage. And Mother had a summertime bed out there that we'd take out and sleep out in the yard in the summertime. And she had a spread over the top of it. So I took the parts. I was going to back design this thing. So I took it all apart, took the heads off of it and laid them over here. And all the bolts. I took that thing all apart, had it all apart. She came out there and saw that and said, "What are you doing?" And just picked this head. Let it. Oh. I said, "Mama, okay." So I had to dig around the gravel in that garage and find all the little parts. And I had the carburetor apart. I didn't think I was ever going to get it back together. Finally did. And, you know, miracle of miracles, it actually ran. But that's the way you have to do with faith. You have to take it apart. Piece by piece by piece, little piece. Everywhere you find it in the Bible, stop and underline it and meditate on it. What about this? What did Jesus do about that? And I finally decided, I'm going to find out that if believing it and saying it is all over the Bible. So I began to search it. Well, of course it is, starting in Genesis 1. He said... And it was. David kept saying it. He kept saying it. I'll do this. I will do this. And then he said it to Goliath. And he did it. So now you look and follow this. By faith, Abel By faith, Enoch. Without faith, impossible to please him. For he that comes to God. By faith, Noah, being warned of God. By faith, Abraham, when he was called to go out into a place which he should after receive for an inheritance, obeyed, and he went out not knowing where he went. Didn't know where he's going, but he trusted God. By faith, he sojourned in the land of promise, as in a strange country, dwelling in tabernacles with Isaac and Jacob, the heirs with him of the same promise. These covenant promises. All of this is covenant based. Amen. So, he looked for a city which had foundation, whose builder and maker is God. Now let's go to the 17th chapter of Genesis, please. Chapter 17. When Abram was 90 years old and nine, the Lord appeared to Abram and said unto him, I am the Almighty God. I am El God Shaddai. The short version is, I'm the God that's more than enough. Shaddai is actually referring to the breasty one, the nurse, the mother. Now, I remember Kelly was born first. Gloria was everything to her. I mean, she breastfed her. She was everything. She was her life. I didn't spend that much time with Kelly. I couldn't understand Kelly. Gloria could. She could understand all of that. Then you women are sitting there going, yeah, you know, and all the men are saying, yeah, that's right. The Bible says to treat her as a weaker vessel. It didn't say anything about her being weaker. You treat her as if she were fragile and put her in that place. Gloria and I have been married 60 years and 6 months, the 13th of this month. And in all that time, we've never had an argument. Now, I practice yes, dear, a lot. But listen, she is so sweet to me and so good to me. There was one day I said something. She said, well, I started to be mad and I decided to wouldn't. And that was it. That was the whole deal right there. There was a time right back in those early days, we were living in a little rent house, and I don't even remember now what. It's not in my remembrance. I don't remember what set me off. And I just began to just rave at her. That's the last time I ever raised my voice to her. And I stopped, and I remember on the inside of me, I thought, what are you doing? She doesn't deserve this. And I just stopped, and I said, oh, Glo, please forgive me. And I just walked over and fell over on those old ugly green couch. And I was just laying there, and went into a deep sleep, and I woke up. 9 out of 10 marriages would have been gone that day. Out the door, she'd have been probably slugged me in the face, and I deserved it. Now, when I opened my eyes, I first thought I slept around the clock, but then I realized that I hadn't. I was on my side there, and when I opened my eyes, she was right up about that far from my face, just praying for me. I said, oh, Gloria, I got to preach. She said, I know it. And that's what I've been doing ever since. And she and I have been a team for 60 years and 6 months going on 7 months. I've never I don't ever forget our anniversary because I look forward to it every year. And I count the months and the days. And it's one of the things I look forward to. And so now we're closer to 61 than 60. And she's my best friend. And we have so much fun together. So now here you are, 90 years old and nine. That's almost 100. Now listen to this. I am El Shaddai. I'm everything you need. I'm the God that's more than enough. Now listen to it. Watch this. I will make my covenant between me and thee and will multiply thee exceedingly. Abram fell on his face, and God talked with him, saying, as for me, he didn't have to do it. I heard Catherine Kuhlman say one time, she said, the only reason God called me to do this was because there's so many people that wouldn't. And most of them men. And he finally got down to me. And I did it, she said. As for me, my covenant is with thee, and thou shalt be a father of many nations. You will be. Neither shall thy name anymore be called Abram, but thy name shall be Abraham, for a father of many nations have I made thee. And he's almost 100 years old. He was 100 by the time Isaac was born. But notice how he said that. A father of many nations I have made thee. He's the God that calls things that be not as though they were. So, he changed his name. The H in the middle, excuse me, in the middle of his name is the He in Yod He Vav He. It is the name Hashem or the name. So God renamed him in covenant and he put himself in the middle of his name. Oh, glory to God. So now they became covenant partners. I will make you exceeding fruitful. I will make nations of thee, and kings shall come out of thee. I will establish my covenant between me and thee and thy seed after thee and their generations for an everlasting covenant to be a God unto thee and to thy seed after thee. And I will give unto thee, to thy seed after thee, the land where you are stranger, in the land of Canaan. And to your seed after you. Now then, we come over into the book of Deuteronomy, and we're talking about the blessing of Abraham. Not Abram, he's not Abram anymore. The blessing of his covenant partner.
God's divine power has given you everything you need for a godly life. He's given you his exceeding great and precious promises. So how do you go from believing it to receiving those promises into your life? In Kenneth Copeland's teaching, Precious Faith, Precious Promises, learn how God wants to walk you through aligning with his perfect will for your life. Choose to yield to his correction so you can go in the direction he leads you. When you're following his direction, you're able to receive his protection. Let God's love and mercy flow through you and see God's perfection touch every area of your life, spirit, soul, body, finances, everything. find out how He's already put His own faith inside you. In fact, the covenant of grace you have with God gives you access to all He has. Learn to use your God-given faith, get in His Word, and receive the exceeding great and precious promises that He has for you. Request your free copy of Precious Faith, Precious Promises by Kenneth Copeland, available on DVD or MP3. Discover the number one key to answered prayer and how to go from expectancy to ownership. Go to kcm.org/victory offer or call 877-615-4267. Offer good for 60 days. If you're outside the United States, shipping charges may apply. Contact your regional office for more information.
Hello, I'm Larry Warren. God has many great and precious promises, and Jesus is the most precious of all gifts from Him. Through Jesus, we can come to the Father. In Him, we have been given His position of victory and freedom over all the curse. He came to give us life and life more abundantly. If you've never opened your heart to Jesus and asked Him to be the Lord of your life, do it today. It starts with making a quality decision to call upon the name of the Lord, and you shall be saved. Pray this with me. Lord, I call upon Your name today. I turn my life over completely. Take over. Be the victory in my life. I receive You as my Savior. I receive this freedom. Thank You that I am born again. I am filled with Your life. Amen. Praise God. You just stepped over to the blessing side of life. You have Christ in you, the hope of glory, and by faith, you can begin to draw from the love of God on the inside of you. To help you understand more, Kenneth Copeland Ministries has some free resources to give to you called the Salvation Package. It includes a book called He Did It All For You by Kenneth and Gloria Copeland and two brochures to help you start reading and studying your Bible. You'll find out how to feed your spirit with the Word to keep you strong in faith and grounded in His love. Request your Salvation Package today free on kcm.org. Some other ways to feed your spirit with the Word is to watch the Believer's Voice of Victory broadcast. It's free on demand on kcm.org or KCM's Roku channel. You can also read the Believer's Voice of Victory magazine, KCM's free monthly publication that's celebrating 50 years in print this year. To request your free subscription by mail or to read it online, go to kcm.org. Well, we'll see you again tomorrow. This is Brother Larry reminding you, God loves you, we love you, and Jesus is Lord.